Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse, and joining me is Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Doing great, and unfortunately, I mean, we said yesterday, but if you didn't tune in yesterday, this is going to be the last Did You Know Show of the week.
And the last one before Christmas, right?
The last one before Christmas, correct.
So we will be off Monday.
Yep, we'll be off Monday.
So and we'll have Did You Know on Tuesday.
Did You Know on Tuesday, yep, exactly.
So a little bit of a break, so we got to go out with a bang here before our Christmas break.
Yep, so... You know, I was struggling to find Christmas ones, I'll be honest. But I found this one.
We did do Christmas theme yesterday.
Yeah, so yesterday was a good Christmas theme one. I just couldn't find anything interesting about a Christmas one that maybe people didn't know. So I did come across this, though, by accident. And it's actually kind of cool, I guess, if you want to make it Christmassy. It can be a gift to the world that came to be. But it was actually predicted to be something, a reality. It wasn't a reality at the time, in a sci-fi movie.
Okay.
So did you know that the internet itself was actually in a sci-fi movie before it became reality?
No. So somebody back before the internet, what you're saying, back before the internet existed, they made a movie.
Well, I'm incorrect. So not this one. This one's actually not a movie.
Okay.
This one's TV actually show? A book.
A book?
A book.
Wow.
Written by none other than our very own Mark Twain.
Mark Twain.
Yeah,
what was
Mark
his real
Twain.
Name again?
Shoot, I forgot. That was a long time ago.
It was.
But anyway, so it was
he
Mark
predicted
Twain,
the
right?
Internet.
Yeah, so he isn't well known for his brief foray into science fiction, obviously. He kind of liked to do that other type of stuff more often. But one aspect of his 1898 story from the London Times in 1904... proved present, so that he had this thing called the telelectroscope, and quite possibly was actually the first convinced vision of the internet, and that's what he called it, was the telelectroscope. So Twain imagined that the device would be connected to phone lines, which obviously, I mean, we're not really connected to phone lines anymore, but at the time, mm-hmm. That's what it was, right? So it was connected to these phone lines. And then when the improved, quote-unquote, limitless distance of telephone was presently introduced, that's when the telephone poles and the lines kind of dissipated. But he wrote all about this, and then he also said that the daily doings of the globe would be made visible to everyone and audible to everyone as well, people all over the world. He wrote that in his book. Before internet, before... the phone lines and all this. And that was in 1904.
Crazy.
That he wrote that down. And here we are. Now we have internet. Everybody around the world can communicate. We don't even have the lines, which he did say, you know, eventually the lines would become a limitless distance. And
yeah.
That's where we're at now. So actually the main character in his story was an army officer awaiting execution. Like many of us today, he spent a lot of his time on the internet in the book that he wrote, day and night, and he called up one corner of the globe after another, looking upon into his life, and he studied strange sights and people's articles and different things like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, before the internet was even real, Mark Twain wrote about a fictional character, army guy, who was on death row, and
crazy.
He was searching the internet, looking at stuff going around in the world, doing that kind of stuff. And here we are. Now we have internet. So
that's pretty spot on prediction.
Spot on. Yeah,
that's why he's famous. That's why he was so successful right there. He,
I think he saw into the future
idea.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's a cool one for sure. Okay, my Did You Know show today. Did you know that Asia is bigger than the moon?
Like the actual continent?
Yeah, the continent
Asia,
of
the continent
Asia
is bigger than
our
moon.
The moon.
Huh. Would have guessed.
Yes. So it just goes to show that the moon isn't nearly as big as it looks. It's just the proximity because it's around 27% the size of Earth. So moon's about a quarter size of Earth. And has 14.6 million square miles of surface area. But that is actually less surface area than the total surface area of Asia, which is 17.2 million square miles.
Dang, and another way that you can look at it, because I didn't even think about this, because it's surface area, right? So this is super hypothetical, because mm-hmm. this would be insane. But if the moon hit Earth,
yeah,
that means wherever it collided wouldn't even, like, cover all of Asia, because that's the whole circle is the size of Asia.
Right, you could, yeah, you, so could, it really, you could set the moon right on top,
right on top of Asia,
and
Asia would still look bigger.
Of it, yeah, some parts of it that wouldn't even be contacted.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, it's our largest continent, and it's bigger than our whole entire moon. So I did not know that either. Whenever I came across that, I thought that was very interesting. Kind of puts it in comparison.
Sure. Yeah.
So
makes it really wonder how Santa Claus travels the whole world and delivers gifts, huh?
Yeah, he's going to He's going to do it just a few days away. Pretty exciting stuff on the Did You Know show and Christmas coming up. Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. And then we'll be back on Tuesday with another episode of the Did You Know show.